Previously on the Phil Hendry Show.
Touched it on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm calling because I just cannot believe, is this guy a joke? Is
ma'am,
this for
ma'am,
real?
I have worked with some 10,000 different men across this country over the last 4 years. Men
okay,
are in hell.
I want to say this,
they're
that I'm
hell.
A woman who really never really enjoyed doing it very much.
Well, there
my
you are.
Probably
dragging your teeth along that thing.
He begs me to do it.
He begs you to abuse him. Begs you to abuse him even though you're lousy at it. I think that is a sad story.
You know
in
what?
Your home.
You know what? He said he never enjoyed it so much until I've done it.
Sure. He never enjoyed it. You know, the Christians love to have themselves thrown to the lions. They never enjoyed it so much. Women like being beat up by men. They never enjoyed it so much.
You know
and
what?
There
you know
are.
What? I'm in an abusive relationship, so I totally disagree with you.
Wait a second.
You are
why
off
you
your rocker.
It?
I mean,
why would you stay in an
what
abusive relationship?
You mail us a degree? I mean,
Why would you stay in an abusive relationship?
I'm not in an abusive relationship.
Why did you stay in it?
I was a long time ago.
But why did you stay in it?
I didn't. The first time anything happened, I left. So
oh,
you're
boy,
totally
boy.
Off your rocker.
No, ma'am.
You know what?
It
depends what kind of woman and man you're talking about.
You know the girlfriends you've had who've stayed with abusive men and you couldn't get them to move out?
Never. Not one.
You are the abuser, dragging your teeth along your husband's penis. Why, I would all the...
Okay, hold on. Whoa.
Now
you're going places we can't go on the show, Dr. Green.
I don't
want to
go there either.
I understand that, but she doesn't
understand. I'm a woman who's never called a talk radio show. I'm listening to you on the... In my car, absolutely, my mouth is to the floor. I cannot believe that you actually have some kind of degree.
I am telling you that my book and the research I've done, men hate oral sex.
Well, no. You know, here I am. I am a very intelligent woman. I have a master's.
So you say.
No. Listen to this. Maybe you're talking about a very small percentage. I'm certainly sure there are men out there that do not like it.
No, all men.
But for you to speak, no, and as a person who's doing scientific research, how can you say everybody? You are.
I'll prove it. I'll prove it to you. Mr. Hendry.
Wait.
Mr. Hendry?
Yeah?
Don't you hate oral sex from a woman?
No, you know what? I happen to think
well.
That he doesn't because he's not totally not answering you.
Mr. Hendry, what? Don't you hate it?
Well, I don't know. I mean, he's telling me that I'm denying.
I said to tell her.
Yes, I hate it, man. I don't know what to say.
You know what?
Oh, listen
the
to
thing
left.
Is,
isn't that
sir,
listen to the witch
cackle? As a scientific researcher, your problem
like
is that even when somebody's telling you what it is that they prefer, you're telling them that they don't. You're
you
abusing
know what
him by
is,
telling
ma'am.
Him.
You know what
you
denial
don't know what
is.
You're talking about.
Ma'am, you know what denial is. You've seen it, I'm sure, in your life.
You're
because
in
you're
denial.
So
Who's
I'm not in
denial,
denial okay?
You're in denial. Open your eyes.
You
not everybody in the world feels the way you do.
Last Tuesday night. Listen to this. That was
not
a man.
How my husband
that
does.
Was a man receiving oral sex from a hooker off of Sunset Boulevard. I doubt if you can measure up to that, okay? And listen to what was happening to him.
You know what? It's called love and compassion and intimacy.
Let me ask. I think I have a question to ask.
You don't know anything about.
Dr. Green, I have a question. Are you sure you're not talking about the oral sex that you've gotten?
What's that crack supposed to mean?
I mean, what about you? Have you ever enjoyed it?
I told you, I've had some of the worst experiences. That
yeah, that's what I'm
yeah,
talking
but
about.
You, you're talking about yourself.
Yourself, not me,
yeah.
Not this lady's husband, not anybody. You're talking about you.
Well, I'll tell you, I can't get a good hummer to save my life.
Well, you know what? That I feel sorry for the women that you date and the
you feel
women
sorry
that
for
you
them?
Marry.
Why don't you feel sorry for me?
Huh?
I'm the one that can't get any good oral sex.
Well, you know what? I feel sorry for you then.
Thank you.
No,
Jesus
I really
Christ.
Do. For all the men out there that don't enjoy it, I think they should let the woman know, speak your mind,
and then
not
go find
have it
another
done. I mean,
and then find another woman.
Find another woman or don't have it.
Can you?
You're acting like we are like.
I just want to ask
whipping you
a question.
And well, torturing you. It's ridiculous.
That scream that we heard.
Yeah?
Who was that?
Mr. Hendry, I don't think.
Who was that on the tape screaming?
It was me.
You know, maybe you just have a problem. Maybe that's the thing, is that you want everyone to join your bandwagon. And your bandwagon, you know, your little red wagon that you're pulling along, it's empty, dear. It is totally empty. And you're trying to get someone to agree with you, but listen to all these people. They're all laughing at
you. I hate both of you.
Oh, he hung up.
Oh, my God.
He hung up.
My first time calling, and I actually got someone to hang up.
Got the guy to hang up. Did you hear the last thing he said was...
I'm ruined your show.
No! The last thing he said was, I hate both of you, and he hung up.
Okay.
Oh, he's gone. Let me get rid of him. Thank you for your call, ma'am. Thank you very much. Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. I blew it, man. I know. It's not there anymore. Well, there it is. Yeah, it is. I guess it's...
Phil Henry. Flashback.
I don't know what I'm doing with this thing. Okay. 1-800-449-8686. 118 grand we've raised for my friend's place with the sale of our CD. That's... Boy, that's better than a poke in the eye, man. That's pretty good. 118K. So we are very appreciative of the wonderful people who have purchased the Best of the Phil Henry Show CD. Communism is Neat, Best of the 99 CD. You can get it at our website, philhenryshow.com. $118,000. And we would like to say hello to everybody in Portland this afternoon. We are live on KEWS 620 Portland. That's terrific. Since we've taken over our afternoon drive slot, you know, some shows are running the tape delay thing. Others, like in Chicago last night, where they ran maybe 2 hours of the show because the guy forgot to tape it. But that's all right. I understand. It's fine. No biggie. So it's just a beautiful thing. And the weather in Los Angeles this afternoon is tremendous. What was it yesterday, Mike? Like 92 or something. It's beautiful. What do you got, man? Shorts on? You're looking all messed up. Just like me with the white legs and the black T-shirt and walking along and tongue dragging on the ground, all these construction workers yelling at you. Look like some kind of a big, fat, nice, but big, fat fag. That's what you look like. You and me, Craig. No, you look fine. Okay, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. I don't know what's going on right now in Miami, but things are getting a little tense. Apparently, there were protest lines outside the home of Aileen Gonzalez's uncle, and it's heating up. Now, is the father in the country? I don't know. Visas have been issued. Juan Gonzalez, who is the father of the little boy, would like to come to the United States. He hasn't seen his son in 4 months, and things are beginning to heat up just a little bit. We have a lot of people hanging on the line who want to talk about that and some other things. So why don't we do that first, Mike, and put up the first guy that you want. 1-800-449-8686 is our number. It's the Phil Henry Show. We have on the line here Monterey Park. Hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes.
Hello, sir.
Yes, Phil. I wanted to...
Turn your radio down, pal, and then things will be better, all right?
Okay, Phil, I wanted to talk about the Miami situation because I am currently taking law enforcement at Pierce College. And my goal eventually is to be LAPD. I'd like to eventually become a Los Angeles Police Department officer. And
What is your call concerning Aileen Gonzalez?
I feel it's at this particular time. I think it's important for me to advise the people of Miami and to advise the Miami Police Department because I have been monitoring the situation. I think it's important for everybody to know that. 7 o'clock is probably the best time for you to go indoors.
Are you anticipating a riot down there of some kind? Are you anticipating?
Well, I don't want to go that far, but I will say that I think that if things keep heating up the way they're heating up, because one of the things that I wanted to say, Phil, is that I live in L.A., and a lot of people who live in L.A. remember the Rodney King riots, and so we kind of have a, you know, we know what's going on a little bit, and I wanted to let everybody know that they should probably 7 o'clock, you should not go out. You know,
hardened. What is that, like a curfew of some kind? So you're what? You're a law enforcement a student.
I take law enforcement at Pierce College. Yeah.
And you eventually want to be a police officer.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, let me ask you. What is your name?
It's Dave. Phil.
Hi, Dave.
I listen to your show as much as I can. I really enjoy it.
Thank you. Question for you. You're talking about a situation in Miami, Florida, over a little boy. This is not a racial thing that's going on. You understand?
No, I know that it's not racial, but I also know. My heritage is Mexican American, and so I feel I can speak to the Cuban people because we're just about the same. And I would say to the Cuban people, you know, that 7 o'clock, you must be inside. I would advise the Miami PD and the Metro Dade Police, which, by the way, I think Metro Dade is like only third behind LAPD. I think is number one. I think NYPD is number two.
And you think who?
NYPD.
New York Police.
Right. And then number three, I think, is Metro Dade, the best police departments all over America. You know, And I would advise the Miami PD and the Metro-Dade Police to institute a 7 p.m. curfew, because Metro-Dade is hardcore. They roll with DEA, and they roll hardcore.
Metro-Dade's hardcore. Okay, look, you're thinking that a riot's going to break out in Miami.
No, I don't know. I don't know for sure, but I do know that there are things that we... Were you here during the Rodney King riots, Mr. Henry?
In Los Angeles? No, I was not. At that time, I was in Atlanta, Georgia. I was not in in L.A.
Well, there's some things that I think those of us who lived through the Rodney King riots can help the people of Miami to understand. First of all, you have to be inside by 7 o'clock at night. Second of all, you should have a video camera so that you can tape whatever's going on. That guy that taped Rodney King, that guy, you know, that's the most important thing that he could have done. Plus, he was able to sell it to a TV station, so you can tape like a cop busted up or busting hard on some dude. You can tape that and sell it to a TV station. I would also like to advise at this time...
Now, you're saying you advise... You're not a cop. You're just a citizen.
I'm just a citizen, but I eventually want to be LAPD. I want to go into police academy.
But you're not a cop.
No, but I am taking law enforcement. And
all right, so whatever that you're saying here is not official. It's just coming from a guy who...
Well, I understand that, but I think I also live in L.A., and I know what happens when riots break out. I think it's important, Mr. Henry, for people to say these things.
Okay, I mean, just so we know that you're not a cop.
That's true, but I do want to be LAPD.
Go ahead.
I was going to say about...
You were talking about the INS.
Yes, sir. I think INS should start... I really believe that the INS should begin staging neighborhood sweeps. This is a good time because a lot of your illegal immigrants in Miami are going to be out on the streets causing all kinds of misdemeanors and stuff like that. So there's going to be a lot of illegals out there doing neighborhood sweeps, but the INS would help get them. And also a special message to the Cuban people, do not... Like, look to the TV set. Don't go out to loot no TV set. Don't go out to loot no washing machines or nothing like that if you're Cuban. Because I'll tell you right now, Mr. Henry, I think that that stealing is only going to get you in jail. And all will happen is you'll get your ass raped in jail. And for a TV set, there's no TV show that I know that's worth having your ass raped for. And
sir, I understand, okay? We don't need to talk about that. I think a lot of people recognize that there is that you don't want to go out and loot, I think is what you're saying, right?
Correct, because you can be put into jail and then...
I understand what can happen in jail. We need to open this up a little bit, Mike, to some other phone callers. You want to stay on the line, Dave?
Excuse me?
Do you want to stay on the line?
Yes, sir.
Okay, we got Dave on the line with us here from Los Angeles giving some advice to the people of Miami. What is he talking about? Is things that tough down there that they think a riot's going to break out? He's saying that everybody inside at 7, Miami police should institute, INS should institute neighborhood sweeps for illegals, and don't loot because you'll go to jail. And I think we understand a lot of these things. 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. It's the Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. And we've been taking some open phones here for the first hour of our show this afternoon. One of them from a caller who is, he's actually from Los Angeles. He's talking about the Miami situation. But you're speaking about it, sir, from the perspective of a citizenry that has seen rioting, the people in L.A.?
Yes, sir, that's correct.
Well, you have to also recognize that people in Miami have seen riots, too.
No, but I don't think nobody has ever seen nothing like the Rodney King riots, man. That was like...
Okay, so your point is, and you're a what do you want to call it? You want to be a cop, right?
Oh, yes, sir. I want to be LAPD because I think LAPD is the most bestest police department, I mean, like, in America, although I do believe that Metro-Dade rolls hardcore, okay?
What do you mean they roll hardcore? What is that?
Well, I mean, like, they're hardcore, man. Metro-Dade rolls with DEA, you know?
And so what is that supposed to mean? They bust people with the Drug Enforcement Agency?
Yes, sir.
All right, and you're saying that the Miami police better get a 7 p.m. curfew, and better and the Cuban people shouldn't loot because they'll get raped in jail.
That is correct. Yes, sir. I am just giving advice to the Miami people right now. I'm Mexican, okay, so I feel that I have, like, an affinity for the Cubans.
All right, let me go to Miami, naturally, on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am?
I just wanted to call to say that guy is crazy. The situation is not like that in Miami. The situation
well,
is calm.
I saw those people licking their arms, man. It looks like
stop
that they were...
with your riot talk.
Okay,
stop
what
with
were
your
they
curfew
doing?
Talk.
What
you're
were they
not
doing?
In Miami. Don't you dare tell us what's going on in our city.
I think you need to know the situation
the
down there, man.
The LAPD is nothing but a bunch of corrupt cops, and it's not Metro Dade. It's Miami Dade, okay? So fix your terminology
I think you need to know the situation.
No, you don't know the situation. I'm in the situation.
She lives in the city, okay?
No, but I am trained because I want to be
don't
a police officer.
Me that you don't know anything, okay? The situation is calm
the
here.
The situation's very
There's
tense in front of that
any
kid.
Rioting. The Cubans are going to make a political demonstration. The boy is going to go home with his father, and that's going to be it.
Well, what's going on there, ma'am? Were they surrounding the kid's uncle's house, right? That's the picture we saw.
Right. They pushed the fences down today because somebody thought they
saw an INS truck,
and these Cubans, their nerves are frayed.
That's right. The Cubans are really nervous people.
Months.
They're really nervous people, the Cubans. I'm trying to say that those are, like I'm Mexican, okay? But
Mexican,
Cubans,
listen, Mexico
Cubans are way more
Cuba.
Emotional.
That's like going, oh, okay, I know what somebody's
Cubans
doing
more...
in Canada. I don't know what's going on with white people in Canada. I know what's going on in Miami, and I'm telling you, the white people have just about had it with all this nonsense going on.
The
okay?
what people?
Cubans are white people.
Don't
sit there and tell me you're from Mexico. You know what it's like to live under a communist dictator. So just be quiet with your little LAPD corrupt
You have to know that what's going on
okay?
in Miami. The situation's tense down there, okay?
There and tell me about Rodney King. We taught you people how
to riot. How can a minority
riot,
have a peaceful
okay?
political
we
gathering? I've never seen it, okay?
You how to riot.
Well, no, the white people can riot really good, you know?
7 o'clock curfew. It's
right,
7 o'clock
7 p.m.
here. There's no rioting. There's
well,
no martial law.
That's because
law.
Everybody's inside.
You can walk the street.
That's because
it's
everybody
no
is
problem.
Inside right now.
You don't know your butt from a hole
so
in the ground.
It's a very tense situation, Phil, in Miami right now.
Yeah, you don't
so,
know,
you know
that. You're not
they
here.
Have
you,
to know.
All
I mean,
you see is the
it's
little
very tense.
Bit
well, wait a minute. The lady, this woman
tonight.
Is there, okay?
I'm just saying, okay, because I got a little... See, I know the streets.
Don't sit here
this
and
is
tell
some
me.
White... Some white,
going to jail
some white
and
woman
get
down
in your
Miami
butt
and everything.
So humans don't steal television.
Well, lady,
okay?
Have you ever been to jail, lady?
No, I haven't.
Okay,
and
well,
I don't
you get
plan
raped.
On going to jail.
You'd get raped in your ass area if you were to go to jail. Okay.
You know, you're a vulgar. So,
oh, come on, will
you? How you can want to be a law enforcement?
What is that
officer.
About, man? Talking like that.
I'm just saying. I'm trying to tell people don't go loot no TV set.
I'm telling you, no one is going to be looting in Miami.
Well, what were they doing today? Pushing down fences and everything, man.
Steal,
you don't
they
call that?
They pushed down a police barricade. That's
yeah.
not looting. That's not stealing.
That's
not
disrespect for the police. That is disrespect for the police.
No,
okay.
Nobody got hurt.
The police should never
police
be disrespected.
Let them do it. The police are pro-alien as it is. The police are not going to lay a hand on those people. Alex Pinnell is the mayor of Bay County.
Phil,
said the cops aren't going to step in if something goes
Mr.
wrong.
Mr. Henry?
Yeah?
Did you see that on the national news?
This lady lives in a gated community, man. She don't know what time it is on
no,
the streets,
I don't.
Okay?
No,
she lives out of the
I
gated
don't.
Community, man.
I have a Nicaraguan across the street.
You got
I
a Nicaraguan
a
in your kitchen. You got a Nicaraguan, okay?
I live in a very integrated neighborhood,
you
so don't tell me
doing your lawn.
You
got a Cuban doing your lawn. You got a Nicaraguan cleaning your kitchen, and
no,
you got a Jew
no.
doing your taxes. Okay,
yeah,
that's
right.
what you got.
Thank
okay.
You how I live in Little
All
Havana.
Right.
Well, the situation's tense in Miami.
You know
way.
The lady's just got done telling you. Okay.
Get pulled over by officers like you. Okay.
I think
you're nothing but a big fraud.
I think that I'm going to be the best police officer that I can be. Okay.
Well, yeah,
and
why
then
don't you go
I'm trying
to
do.
Rampart Division? They seem to do well there, don't they?
Yeah, they do pretty good. They do
yeah,
better
really,
than like what you're doing right now.
Rampart cops. I mean, there's.
Getting raped on the evening news one of these
hey,
weeks when
you
go to prison.
You go loot a TV, your ass will get raped, okay?
Rampart
cleans up the street.
Steal.
Hey, Rampart's hardcore, man. They roll hardcore.
I work for the federal government, okay? I don't need to go and steal. I make a very good living, and I provide for my family.
Hey, Rampart's hardcore, lady. And
yeah,
they roll
whatever.
Hardcore.
Metro
okay,
Day
they're
hardcore.
Hardcore
too, only it's not Metro Day,
all right.
is it?
1-800-449-8686. Thank you, ma'am, for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. One 800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Okay, so I guess we got spun into the Elian Gonzalez thing. Man, it's news, ain't it? This little guy, and no matter how you try to ignore the story, because honestly, if you don't live in Miami, you're not connected to it, and it's not a big deal. But it has, or it wasn't anyway, but it has completely captured the minds and imaginations of so many people. We've been talking to a lot of different people. And the guy we have on the phone here is from Monterey Park. Perspective, you want to be an LAPD, you want to be a police officer.
Yes, sir.
Are you not making some generalizations? You're Mexican-American?
Phil, yes. I'm Mexican-American, Mexican heritage, and I'm very proud of that. And I'm also a number among my friends, many Cuban people, okay? But I want to say that there is one big difference between Mexicans and Cubans, all right? And I think it's something that the Miami Police Department should keep in mind, that Cubans are different, that they're overly emotional, and they're very overly rude, and they can't contain their emotions. So I would advise the Miami Police Department that when the Cubans begin to riot, make sure that you have a lot of nerve tonic or smelling salts, a lot of ammonia capsules.
Why?
Because Cubans get so emotional, they tend to faint, or that they're very emotional people. So they need a lot of sedatives and stuff like that. A good supply of ammonia capsules and smelling salts.
Because a lot of Cubans are going to faint?
Because they're very emotional, yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's been my experience, sir.
All right, here is Miami on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Miami, hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, I disagree completely with this guy, Dave.
Yes, hello.
I live in Miami.
Yes, ma'am.
And it's completely peaceful here in Miami. There's nothing going on.
I hear the situation's tense. That's what I heard about.
Pardon me?
I heard that the situation was tense, like everybody was ready to just bust out, you
know? No.
That's what I'm hearing about.
Nothing at all whatsoever.
That's what I'm hearing about.
I live in the city limits from Miami. I live in an open neighborhood. It's not a gated community, nothing at all. It's a home.
Right.
I live about 15 to 20 minutes away from Elian's house.
Okay.
There is nothing going on.
Right,
everything is very peaceful. The only thing that's going on is that the Cuban people, we are very faithful, and we believe in God. And all of you can see the signs very well placed all over Elian's house. Pray for Elian. Pray for Elian. And that's all that they're doing over there.
Yeah, but
they're not doing anything else. I disagree completely.
What do you mean you believe in God?
We are not the type of people that are going to go forming riots, because that's not our character.
Are you going to loot or anything?
Okay, of course not. We're not that type of people.
I'm letting the Miami police know. We're honest people,
and we're faithful people.
Right.
Okay?
But our
own main concern right now is that Elian stays in Miami, so he doesn't have to go and suffer,
and become probably a leader in the
Communist Party in Cuba.
What's wrong with that?
Okay?
What's wrong with that?
Okay, are you a communist?
No, but I mean, at least the kid is going to have 3 squares a day, you know?
No.
Yeah.
You are, I mean, obviously,
what are you talking about, man?
You have no concept whatsoever
I live
of what
in LA,
Cuba
okay?
is like.
I live in L.A., okay?
Okay,
we got it bad over here, man. Well, we got it bad out here, man.
That doesn't make any difference at all whatsoever. L.A. is completely different than from Miami.
We got it tough. It's tough out here, man.
Right here in Miami, there's no riots going on. Everything
not
is calm.
Okay.
You're absolutely out of your mind.
Not yet.
And I don't think you should become a cop, because that's your profession should not become a cop.
I think you need to understand something, okay? That the Cuban people,
Mr.
Henry, like I said,
sit back, get on the internet, and read a little bit more about Cuba, and read a little bit more on the internet about what is going on over there.
Try to calm down.
And I think you should hang up on
Try to calm down, lady, okay? She's all messed up.
Well, I think what she's saying is...
She don't know what she's talking about, man.
No, but she's saying everything was calm there, and...
No, but they're just waiting to bust out, man. If they try to take that kid, them Cubans are going to go ape, you know? And then that's not going to be cool at all.
And what do you mean, them Cubans are going to go ape?
They'll bust out. The minute anything goes down, they'll bust out. And because that's what Cubans do, okay? So that's why I say that Miami-Dade or Metro-Dade or whatever they're called, man, they better be ready to roll hardcore.
You know, you're using a lot of these cop terms, I don't know, like...
Like what?
Miami-Dade better be ready to roll hardcore.
Yeah, they got to roll hardcore, man. Because these Cubans, man, they'll bust out.
Because they're very emotional.
Well, you heard that woman. She was so emotional, she was ready to bust out at the seams, man. So ammonia capsules are good, sedatives, nerve tonic.
All right, here's Miami on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir, how are you?
Hi. I am a Cuban in Miami right now. I'm currently living here. I live just a few blocks away from Elian.
Are you currently in Miami now?
Yes, I am right now.
Okay.
I live a few blocks away from Elian.
Right.
All the people outside are just protesting, saying that they do not want the kid to go back because they believe that he is going to have a better life here.
He's going to.
I personally agree with them.
Everybody's going to bust out, though, man. You got to go down and chill them people out.
Everybody's saying it's really calmed down.
Well, what
so it has calmed down. Everyone is going, they're just doing a mellow thing. They just want to protect the kid.
Yeah, but they're
I go out there
the
every
kid.
Day, I help out the people, I offer refreshments, I offer my own front lawn to them.
Right.
I help them out in every way I can.
Hey, check it out, man. I mean, like, for instance, like, they got to take that kid back, man. Hello?
He hung up, too. I think that a lot of people...
Well, I just did it. Like, beware of butt rape, man, in jail if you loot. Okay?
Well, he's gone. So it seems right now that everything is cool, all right?
Well, I don't know, because what I'm trying to say is they'll bust out the minute they try to take that kid, because they got to take that kid out of there, man. That's all I'm trying to say.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Eventually, they will take the kid out of there.
Well, you got a lot of nervous Cubans down there.
I've been talking to all these people this afternoon. Not one of them sounds nervous. All right, here is Ocala on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yeah, oh, hey.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I think that that guy out there in California, he's a police officer wannabe, but he's not acting like it.
No,
he's
sir.
Not talking like it.
I want to be LAPD.
He doesn't know what's going on in Miami. I think you should take him off the air before he starts a riot.
I don't want to start no riot. I'm telling the people of Miami what to do to avoid being raped. Okay?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about, don't you, man?
Well, everything I've heard about what's happening in Miami, it's calm down there. And
yeah, not,
I think
not
just
if
trying
you know,
to stir it up.
You, are you Cuban?
I'm not Cuban.
Well, then
but
you don't
I
know,
have Cuban
then you don't,
friends.
You know how emotional they are.
Well.
You know how they don't like to shut up, man? They're always talking and everything.
Yeah, but you do a lot of talking, too, and you're
yeah,
in California.
No kidding.
Well, no, but I'm no Cuban, man. I had a Cuban girlfriend one time, man. She never shut up. She's always talk.
Okay, they're allowed to talk.
Yeah, but all the time, man, even like at 3 o'clock in the morning and stuff. I said, shut
sure.
up and go to sleep, baby.
That's right.
Shut up and go to sleep, baby. See, this is a classic example of a city ready to go crazy. This is the same thing just hours before the Rodney King thing happened. Everybody's calm, walking around, all kissing on each other. Next thing you know, man, dude set fire. One of the things, that the, and the other thing, Mr. Henry.
What do you mean everybody was calm kissing on each other?
I'm saying it, just before the Rodney King riots. The other thing I want to let the restaurant owners in Miami know, you know all that grease that you put into your food? Well, make sure that you store it because it can be an accelerator. Once they set fire, the restaurant's going to go up. So all the Cubans who run the restaurants in Miami, all that grease that's in your food, man, you better be like, you know what?
All right. I got it, okay?
No, that grease, man, it's going to...
It's an accelerator. Portland on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Hello.
Yes, what is this guy smoking?
I ain't smoking nothing, baby. I'm trying to let everybody know what's going on in the world.
You know what? I'm calling from the West Coast. I'm calling from Portland, Oregon.
From where?
You know, from Portland, Oregon.
That's got nothing to do with what we're talking about.
Exactly.
She's letting you know where she's calling from.
Portland's got nothing to do with it.
Exactly.
That's where she's calling from.
I really don't think L.A. has anything to do with this either.
I'm
letting the people... You're dealing with two different groups of people.
Are you Cuban?
And we have some uneducated Hispanic gentleman who claims he goes to college and wants to be a police officer who scares the crap out of me.
I go to Pierce College to be LAPD, okay?
Good luck.
Good luck. At least I'm not going to be...
Good luck.
What's that supposed to mean? Like I'm not a good cop or nothing?
The only thing that's going to get you into college and get you a degree is your minority status.
Are you a Cuban or anything?
No.
Then you don't know what I'm talking about. You don't know the
You're
pain.
You're right. You
know
what?
The pain that Mexicans and Cubans feel every day. Every time we have
you
to walk down the street and eat.
But
everybody
you
in
are
Miami.
Trying to educate everyone about what Cubans think, and you're not Cuban either.
All I'm saying, lady, is that the people in Miami should board up their windows because those greasy Cubans will come and
you
take
are
their TV
cause
set.
More harm
what are
than
you
good.
Talking about, you idiot? We've just talked to...
You call me an idiot?
Yes, I called you an idiot. We just talked to countless people from Miami. There's nothing going on. And what do you mean all the grease that they ordinarily serve in their foods they should lock up because it's an accelerator for fires?
Idiot. No, Mr. Ernie, seriously. That's what happened.
He's telling them how to do it.
No,
I mean,
I'm telling
he's
you.
He's completely educating them. It's like he's encouraging a riot.
No, in the Rodney
so
King
LA
riots.
So LA better than Miami?
In the Rodney King riots, all the soul food joints went up down in South Central because all the grease they stack in their food, man. And I took a fire safety class, ma'am, okay?
So did I.
Okay, then you know about the grease they put in Cuban food, right?
Oh, my God.
What are you talking about,
you
man?
You put it in
Mr.
hamburgers, too.
You lived in Miami, didn't you?
Yeah.
What about Cuban food?
What about it? I didn't notice any extra grease.
Come on, okay, go ahead, laugh. Laugh if a city burns, you laugh.
I think everybody's
all
laughing
right.
at you, buddy.
Thank you for your
I'm
call.
I'm sorry.
Thank you for your call, ma'am. I don't know what, you know, now you're getting into the extra grease that
the Cubans put extra grease in their food, okay? That's an accelerator. The city, I'll forget it, man. I'm so frustrated, man. The whole city is coated in a film of grease, man.
By the way, my engineer spelled Greece, G-R-E-E-S-E. I thought that was...
That's cool.
Yeah, that was great. Here is Palm Beach on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
I wanted to the guy for Los Angeles.
Yes, ma'am.
We differing. We going... we going to be protest peaceful.
What are you talking about, man?
I Cuban America, and I went to Miami today, and let me tell you something.
You got to stay out of Miami, baby.
No, I'm not. I went there. I'm not having any problem. We're going to be okay with the police because this is not the point. We're not against the police.
You're going to bust out, man.
We against the immigration department.
Right.
Because we feel...
You don't want the boy to go back to Cuba because you feel it's bad for him.
That's right.
Oh, Mr. Henry, what are you putting words in that old Cuban lady's mouth, man?
You know, you're different. You're different. We're not the same group.
Mexicans and Cubans.
Way.
Mexicans and Cubans are the same thing.
No, we're not.
Yes, we are. What's the difference?
You know why?
What?
You know why we're not different?
What?
Because we came here after Fidel Castro took it over. Before, we never came here to live like immigrants. Number two, we came here and working very hard.
Hey, what are you going to do with all that grease, man?
Life better. No social security, no warfare.
Hey, lady.
And I'm sorry I say that.
Sounds
okay?
Like you smoke too many Cuban cigars, man. We both looting, stealing, and greasy food.
No, we
What's
were
the difference,
steal.
Okay?
No,
wait
we
a second. That
I...
is very unfair to say the Cubans and the...
No, Mexicans and Cubans both steal.
No, we're okay. not. No. You know what? We
That's a horrible...
Us. My children came here and going to school and working very hard. And
well, sure, but they have to start out busting hubcaps, don't they?
No, I thought.
No, that's unfair.
Let me tell you something. You want to be a police? I feel so sorry.
No, I want to be LAPD, okay?
Oh, my God.
I admire Miami-Dade, man. They roll hardcore, man. Miami-Dade, PEA.
You know how you sound?
What?
You sound like a gam.
I know what?
The way you sound.
I sound like a gam.
Yes, you sound like you and the fool, you know what I mean?
No.
Like you're doing something else, you know, and I don't believe it, you're going to police.
What are you talking about, man? I'm just talking about how you people are ready to bust out. And what about all that grease? Hey, what about all that? Hey, wait a second. What about all that grease you put in? What about all that grease you put in your food, man?
That's what I have to do. What we doing.
You're putting grease in your food, man.
You're crazy, you know. And
what are you talking about? I've had Cuban food. It is delicious. It's chicken and pork.
In Greece.
Hey, let me tell you something.
Where
you
calling?
Better come back to Mexico.
Yeah, you should go back to Cuba, man.
No,
because,
because
I don't think
I
you
different.
Got it together. You don't know what's going on, man.
I different
we have
than
to
you.
Go. You and I have to go back to Mexico together, okay?
No, you come back to Mexico, and I stay here.
No, you come with
I
me.
I follow the order for this country, and you not.
You come with me back to... We have to go back to Mexico to the ranchero, man.
No, you go back to Mexico because...
No, you go back to Mexico. You buy the max pack of lard at Costco. Where do you get the lard for your food?
Oh, yeah, but you know, I hope the police never let you go.
I don't think you're ever going to be... I don't think you're ever going to be a police officer, Dave.
No, I hope not because my God...
I just asked the lady, do you work in a restaurant or nothing?
Me in a restaurant?
Yes.
No, sir, I got a profession. See, I so different. I came here and going to a school university. And you now, see how different I am than you?
What do you do?
I register nurse.
Yeah?
I take care of people.
Yeah?
Did you see how different I am?
And then you go down and have them running eggs like them Cuban guys like, right?
No, you see how
come
different
on.
I am than you?
I'm going to school right now.
I believe that you're working at a restaurant.
I want to be LAPD.
Oh, my God.
LAPD is like the best. I don't want to be no Miami-Dade.
Okay. Listen, you very good, ma'am.
Thank
and
you.
Thank you very much, dear. And
boy, those Cohiba cigars, man, they take a toll on a lady's voice, you know. You ladies out there, you take a tip from that lady, man. None of that White Owl stuff, you know.
Got it. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. So anyway, my engineer Craig Taylor lived under a dictatorship. He lived under the horrible, despotic, totalitarian aspects of a dictatorship. My man here, Craig Taylor, lived under the bloodthirsty, the blood-sucking regime of Marcos, Ferdinand Marcos. Little difference, though. Craig was an American, so they were living in the American compound, shoveling Haagen-Dazs and going off to see, you know, Superman 2. But, you know, it was still pretty bad. You know, they occasionally wouldn't honor his limit on his American experience. You know, a lot of things. They wouldn't take Visa in some stores. It was hell! It was hell! Good God. See, if you're going to live under a dictatorship, make sure it's the right kind, make sure the right color. Things are cool. I was in China in 1982. You know, they have foreign guest lounges and stuff. You can go over there. I'm going to tell you something right now. There's nothing, as far as I was concerned, there's nothing wrong with communism, because I was over there for 3 weeks in China. China, man, when they got on the plane, they had the big red star on the, you know, these cats got on the airplane. Even before you get off the plane, there's a red, Chinese Red Army sergeant standing in the plane, watching you get off. He's got on his Mao hat, his little red star. You get off the plane, there's guys with sidearms. And then you're going, and they got little chicks with little gray suits on, and they're showing you off to where you go to the customs thing. But after that, it's great, man. The food's fantastic. The accommodation's pretty good. Countryside's nice. Beer's good. Nothing wrong with that. Want to know why? I was a tourist. That Marcos guy, see, you ought to hear what Taylor said, and he's right. It's very true. You can say what you want about Ferdinand Marcos. For instance, the Filipino dictator, he was a fascist. Fascist dictators, they ain't so bad because they generally are friends with America. Americans have always tended to favor Nazis over communists. I don't know what it is. I know World War II notwithstanding, as a country, we've always tended to be a little bit more on the side of Nazis than communists. I don't know why that is. I know why it is, because Nazis have generally been very friendly toward business. The Nazi regime's always been friendly toward business. Like, let's take Cuba, for instance. They had a guy named Batista there before Castro. Batista wasn't any better than Castro. I don't care. Now, sure, a lot of your rich doctors. Now, when I was in Florida, my doctor was a Cuban doctor. He loved Batista because everything was just, he was living large under that cat. Now, if you were poor, it's a whole different story. But he was living large. He had a great thing. You know, Castro was a piece of crap because he took his practice away from me. He nationalized medicine, and the guy wasn't making a big jack and playing a country club like he was. So he came up to America. But that Batista guy, as far as he was concerned, he was great. Now, if you're a poor man living in that country, well, I saw Godfather. You did, too. You know how it works. The guy has a grenade. He blows up that sergeant. You know how it works. You've been to the movies. So what else? Who was the other guy? That baby Doc Duvalier? There's another guy who was a real piece of work. What was he all about? You ever heard of him? He was a fat tub of crap that was running Haiti. Now, there's a country. You know what? Let's put together a listener cruise to Haiti. Let's go down there. Go there, get AIDS, get back on board the ship, and just have a cocktail. What a country. Haiti. But everybody says, well, you know, it's a piece of crap. But, man, it was so much worse under this baby Doc Duvalier guy. I bet you it was fantastic. At least there were a few people living large down there. They were flying up to Miami and buying their shoes up there in Bal Harbor. They were shopping at all the great malls. They were doing the do. And then the other guy, what's his name? Somoza, that cat. And how about that dude who's in prison still from Panama, Noriega? By the way, they made a movie about him. Bob Hoskins plays him. He still can't get the accent.